Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gon' take you along. See, everybody has a season. And I believe this one's yours. Cause you've been working, waiting. This what you've been praying for. So get your blessing.
To the Comedic Jewish Fellowship featuring Apostle Eldon Curry coming out of the West Coast over there in Long Beach, California. Praise God. We want to welcome y'all. It's time to wake up the revival that just won't stop. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Spirit has been moving in a mighty way. Hallelujah. People have been getting blessed. People have been being delivered. People have been being healed. Breakthroughs have been coming through. Doors have been opening. Hallelujah. God
come on, man.
Is doing
God.
A big thing. Hallelujah. How many of you know? You better jump on this train before it leaves out the station. Praise God. Hallelujah. On today. Praise God. I want to tell you, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That we have been having a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. And we welcome y'all to come on in. Hallelujah. And have a blessed time. Praise God. Hallelujah. With us. Amen. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name on today. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit just move in a mighty way tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless us, Lord, with your anointing. Let it fall fresh in each and every one of us, Lord. Hallelujah. You know each and every one of our needs and desires, Lord. And you said that you would give us the desires of our heart, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for meeting those needs and for meeting those desires. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit your word from going forth on the night, Lord. We bind and we rebuke destruction, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, hallelujah, in advance for everything that you are about to do. In your son Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah and amen. Bless the Lord on tonight, everybody. Bless the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be magnified. He is worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to open a little differently today. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord. Amen. I was on a program earlier. Amen. And the Lord gave me this scripture to speak on that program. So I want to open up testimony service, amen, with this scripture today. Amen. Praise God. How many of you know tradition is meant to be broken? I'm not going to go there, Lord. You're right. I'm not going to go there right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to read from Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Chapter 11, verse 24. I'm reading out of the King James Version. And these are the words of Jesus. Yahshua is speaking. It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word on tonight. Hallelujah. Before we open up the throne of grace, the Lord wants us to meditate on this for just a minute. He says, therefore I say, so Yahshua, Jesus is talking to us. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he's saying, I say this. Hallelujah. And John called this man the Word. Hallelujah. Praise God. He not only said he was the Word, he said the Word was God. Hallelujah. He said the Word was with God. Now, if I recall in the beginning when God spoke, he said, let that be, and there was. So what he is saying to us, amen, praise God, is factual. He's saying, therefore, I say. So if I'm saying it, you need to listen is what he's saying. Hallelujah. What case soever you desire, soever. Hallelujah, praise God. Soever could mean anything. If you desire a house, you desire a car, you desire a husband, you desire deliverance, you desire a breakthrough, you desire a healing. Hallelujah. Soever. Hallelujah, praise God. You desire when you pray. Hallelujah. Believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Hallelujah. I'm going to break it down the way the Lord broke it down to me. You know how you order from Amazon, hallelujah, praise God, or you order from on an app online, you do an online order. When you do your online order, they process your pay, hallelujah, and whatever you have ordered is yours, but you don't got it yet.
Mm.
Hallelujah, praise God. This is the same way when we pray, our faith, hallelujah, praise God, is our currency. Hallelujah, amen. You telling God, look, God, I believe that you're going to do this for me. Hallelujah. God has received your payment. Hallelujah. And it is done. It is on the way. It just has not been delivered yet. Hallelujah. The problem is because we don't see it, we don't believe it. I'm going to say that again. I said the problem is because we don't see it, we don't believe it. But Jesus had something for that. He said, you see, therefore you believe. Hallelujah. He said, but blessed is he who does not see, hallelujah, yet still believe. Blessed is he, hallelujah, amen, that still feel that pain in their body but believes they are healed. Blessed is he, hallelujah, that looks at that bank account and don't see no money but believes he is rich. Blessed is he, hallelujah, praise God, who does not see that child getting any better but believe he's going to grow up to be a pillar of the community. Blessed is he who don't see that spouse getting no better but believe one day down the road, hallelujah, amen, they're going to be the spouse everybody wants, hallelujah, the one everybody dreamed of. Blessed is he who don't see the ministry grow. Lord, have mercy, but believe that one day. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when we come to the throne of grace tonight with our prayer request, Hallelujah. Pray with expectation. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Pray with expectation. When you pray, expect God to move. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't expect him not to move. Don't wait and see if he gonna move. When you pray, expect him to be already moving at the sound of your words, because he said, hallelujah,
hey.
Amen. Praise God. You gotta believe he moves, just you say. Hallelujah. Hey. Praise God. If you ain't gonna believe it, quit asking God for it. I hate to say it like that. Praise God, but you're wasting your breath and wasting God's time. Hallelujah. If you're going to worry about it, don't pray about it. If you're going to pray about it, don't worry about it. You got to make up your mind. See, the man of God been talking about we serve the two masters and we are. You trying to say God don't do it, but you don't really, but you leaning on your own understanding instead of leaning on God's understanding. So you asking God for something
you really
don't believe he can do. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. That's why some of y'all want to get rich while you're down here, because you don't really believe it's a hint. I'm sorry, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to believe. Hallelujah. You're not going to be saved unless you believe. He said God gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes, Lord have mercy. See, if you don't believe, you can't be saved. If you don't believe, you can't be healed. If you don't believe, you're not going to sow. And if you don't believe, you're not going to sow. And when you don't sow, you're not going to reap. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's all about your belief. Do you believe God going to do it? You got to believe God for that thing. Hallelujah. And watch this. I'm going to say this. Ain't no use for sowing if you don't believe you're going to reap a heart. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, preachers don't say stuff like that because we want you to sow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But if you don't believe God's going to do something, what are you doing it for? Hallelujah. When you sow with expectation. Hallelujah. You sow and you say, God is about to move. God is about to make a breakthrough. God is about to do something in my life. I bet my money on it. Lord, have mercy. When you put your money in the plate, when you sow your seed, this is what you're saying. You say, I bet my money on it. I got 100-1 odds on this thing, and I got money on it right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm about to get happy in my living room. Y'all don't understand. You have got to believe that stuff. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to open up the flow. Praise God. If you have a testimony, hallelujah, we want to hear the declaration of the goodness of the Lord. If you have a prayer request, we want to hear you pray with some expectation that God is going to do something. Hallelujah. The line is open. Hallelujah. Will there be one on today? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes. This is Linda from Palmdale. Hi, everyone. How's everyone this evening?
Hey, Sister Linda.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Hey, I have a testimony, and my testimony is in regards to seeding, planting the seed. I've been having an issue with some people trying to release some money. I have been fighting and waiting on this money for about 6 months now. I got a call today saying that they was releasing it and I could pick it up on Monday.
Oh,
so, but I believe that I've been blessed because I've been seeding a lot. Well, not a lot, but I start back to seeding them because there's one time I wasn't able to. So I always say, whenever I get back on my feet, I'm going to pay my dues to the Lord. So I believe that, you know, he's working and he's blessing. And I know without things are happening on this line. Things, prayers are being answered, miracles are being performed, and people's being blessed. But, you know, like someone told me, if you only got $2, why not give it to the Lord? You can't do nothing with it no way, so give it to him. You don't know what the Lord might do. Nobody knows what he's going to do but him. So I'm encouraging everybody to start sowing seeds, you know, because you reap what you sow. It works. I'm a living witness and I'm a living testimony that it works, you know. You give what you can when you can, but you make him your number one priority, you know, because he's not looking at the mouth. Heck, he don't need our money. Everything on this earth belongs to him anyway, including us. But, you know, it's out of respect for him to show him that you care. So, you know, I know it's hard. I've been having hard times. I know it gets hard, and this time is hard for some people, but it's only hard if you make it hard.
As dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. We still here, Linda. We still here. I don't know what that was.
Okay, yeah. You know, it's only hard if you make your life hard, you know. You just got to trust in him. You know, get what you think, because, like, the whole message been, if you don't plant nothing, won't nothing grow.
Come on now.
I was always raised from a child. If you don't put nothing in, you don't get nothing out. You don't expect nothing out because you didn't put nothing in. And I'm like that to this day, you know. So I'm encouraging everybody to just sow. Don't worry about it because you will be rewarded. You know, I can't say when or how. Only the Lord knows, but we know he works in his time, not in ours. That's why he said be patient. So, you know, I'm seeing whenever I can because, you know it works. So I'm just encouraging everyone, and, you know, just give. You know, it burns my soul when people forget their hardship. Everybody done had hardship in their life. And when you get on your feet, you are mandated by the Lord is to help your father, your sister and brother in the Lord. That's a mandate. Somebody help you.
That's
so
right.
So why not help somebody else? You know, it has to start. And we as African American people, we real selfish. They're like, I ain't giving her nothing. And she ain't got it. It ain't my problem. No, what about the time you didn't have? You were struggling.
Ooh.
And somebody came along and looked out for you. You know? You don't know what people's going through. So as everybody claim they love each other, but like we've been saying, like the pastor been saying, talk is cheap. Action. People want to see action, not lip service. So I'm just encouraging everybody to just be faithful to the Lord and do what you can and sow. Because if you don't put nothing in, you ain't going to get nothing out. I know it works. So with that, everybody be said, everybody be blessed, and let's all pull together. We're in the church family. We're supposed to help one another, lift one another up, not be
That's
selfish
right.
and dingy. You know? Because like this, like the sermon was on yesterday, the Lord will come and blow on it, blow it away, and you'd be wondering what happened. Because you were selfish and you were stingy.
So,
everybody got bills. But you know what? I'm going to say this, and then I'll give it back over to the pastor. It was a point in my life I was unemployed for 3 years. I didn't have no money coming in. I was doing little odds and ends jobs for different people, babysitting, house cleaning and stuff like that. That makes ends meet. But what I could honestly say out that whole 3-year period, my utilities wasn't ever cut off. I kept my lights, I kept my gas, I kept my phone, and kept food in that house. And I know that was the Lord, and I thank him up in and think about it that all the time, you know. We don't know what he's going to do. You don't know who's on his list, and you don't know what he's thinking. But you got to give to receive, and you got to be, you know, put him first. That's all I have to say. So I'm going to give it back over to the pastor.
Amen. Bless the Lord, Sister Linda. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you're absolutely
Amen.
Right. Praise God. When you sow that seed, you're going to reap a harvest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me just give a quick testimony. Amen. I was obedient. Hallelujah. I sowed the seed. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You know, I'm sowing when I can, and I'm sowing, you know. I always do, I'll be honest, you know. But when I'm unable to sow, I make up. You know, make up. I'll say, hey, it's better late than never because it could be never.
Amen.
But if you try, the Lord says, if you take one step, he'll take two. And if you bless his house, he's going to take care of your house, and I'm a living witness to that. You know, never had my utilities cut off, never went to bed hungry, because he was there. And you know, when something comes from the Lord, you know without a shadow of a doubt it was him. So, you know, let's try to do
Amen.
Better. And let's try to be there for one another.
Amen.
Because, you know, life is strange. You could be up one day and down the next day. You don't know.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Linda, for that testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. And those encouraging words this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Help those. Oh, man, somebody helped you, so help somebody else. Praise God.
Exactly.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Look out for somebody else. Hallelujah. So, praise God. Give. Hallelujah. And it shall be given back unto you. Amen. The woman of God sold her seed. Amen. And money that's been locked up. Hallelujah. Was unlocked. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
That is the power of the belief when you obey God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I said it before. I said it ain't happening for us because you ain't obeying God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was obedient to God. Let me testify real quick. I was obedient. I sowed my seed. Hallelujah. Amen. And today, amen, God doubled it. Hallelujah. Praise God. He doubled my seed. Hallelujah. And he told me, he said, I'm not finished. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. He doubled it, and all I did was do something I normally do. Hallelujah. It's a prayer line that comes on at 3 o'clock y'all time. Hallelujah. California, it comes on at 3. She was at the doctor. She said, Elder, would you fill in for me? Oh, yeah, I ain't got no problem with doing that. I you know, I love to preach the word. It ain't nothing. Hallelujah. And then after it was over, she said, check your cash out. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
See how God, you can't beat God giving. Hallelujah.
You
praise God. He ain't going to let you. That's the kind of God we serve. He said, I'm not going to let you outdo me. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Woo.
Amen.
Do we have another testimony on tonight? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord,
Saint. Amen, Mother
Praise
Alberta.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to say I thank God for being on the line tonight. You know what? I just want to say God blessed us today to be living. Just another blessing. Yes, mm-hmm. He didn't have to do it, but he did. I thank God, hallelujah, for activities of my limbs. That's another blessing.
Amen.
We cannot be God-given. All this week, I've been hearing after minister after minister after minister after somebody have talked about God's blessing. I just want to tell you something. We have to eat the whole rope. Not half of it. But we have to eat half of it. We have to eat the whole rope. Now, he said in his word, give. He said, give and it'll come back to you. Since I've been giving, my children's been calling. I love them so much. They've been calling. A change that came into my life. I'm getting more of God and less of myself. God said, give, and it will come back to you. I'm a living witness. When he say something, we have to eat the whole roll. We can't eat half a loaf of bread, but we have to eat all of it. If he tell you to give, we got to give. We can't choice things, God.
Amen.
He said in his word, give. Give. He own everything. He own the cattle on the thousand hills, he says, give. He says the earth is his and the food is thereof. That means everything in the world. It's just like a Sister Linda, the pastor speaks. Excuse me, I'm kind of tired telling you. But he said that all you got to do is blow on it. Do you want him to blow on your blessing? Some people are scared to give, but I guarantee you, if you give with a free heart, a willing heart, it will come back to you. Even if it's saving your kids, even if it's saving your light bills, even if it's saving your house, your car note, your rent, it'll come back to you. So I want you to pray my strength in the Lord. I'm praying. I'm expecting something, and I know it's going to happen. So pray for me, and I
Amen.
Want you all to give. And remember, his word is true all the time. Yes, and amen. His word
yes,
is
amen.
He said it. Watch it work. And I know he's a God who will not lie, and he's the son of the man who not have to confess nothing. So believe it, y'all. Don't say I ain't going to give to the preacher. I ain't going to give to that homeless man. Everything belongs to him anyway, and he can take them with him. Pray
Amen. Amen. But once you give something to a person, you're giving it to them. They have a right to do what they want with it. If they abuse it or mistreat it, then that's between them and God.
That's right.
Amen.
Well, God's still going to bless you the same way.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the thing to talk about that is, don't worry about what it's for.
Exactly.
Don't worry about your heart. You got a heart to give.
Yes.
God,
and you
wanna... He said give. Be a sure forgiver. That means glad about it. When you do it.
And you know what? We all need to be appreciative and thankful and grateful to the Lord that we are in the position to give. Because I've been in a position where I couldn't give. And I was sitting in this church and everybody was looking at me and whispering and gossiping, and I felt like an ant. But I kept going. I was like, you know what? If you truly care, you would help me give.
That's
yeah,
right.
But yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Amen. Amen. Sister Linda, amen. Mother Alberta, we thank God for those words right there. Praise God. You got to get your seed in the ground.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And God is going to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God.
You,
hallelujah. That's
you know
another
what?
Mind change right there. Hallelujah.
But you know,
you're just giving and thinking God ain't doing nothing. God is what?
Thank you, Lord.
You know, I met this elderly lady. And this was when I was honestly having my hardship. I was unemployed for 3 years. And I didn't have an income. But I met this elderly lady, and she told me, she said, whenever you, I'm going to pray for you, you get a job. She said, whenever you get a job, she said, start sewing. Start sewing. Put in a little extra for the pastor. And she said, God's going to turn things around, and God's going to pull you out that hole you in. And I started doing it. Next thing I knew, things started picking up for me. Every time I was going to the mailbox, it was a check in there. I was happy. And every time I said, Lord, I need a dress. I'm just looking so raggedy going to church. You know, they got on these big old fancy expensive suits. And that's the type of church it was. Like I said, every week when I went to that mailbox, it was a check in that mailbox. And I was in a position to get dresses and suits. They just start flooding in from everywhere. I still got them. My boy, she said, why you holding on to all those old clothes? All those old clothes. It's just taking up space. You don't wear them. I was like, you just leave my things alone. You know, don't worry about it, because I know fashion, every 10 years, the fashion rotate, it comes back around.
I want to thank God for being here.
Wherever she is, wherever she goes.
Amen. We thank God for you, Brother Brian, on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. He always has a testimony for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I think he's...
That was Bobby.
Oh, okay. My bad. We thank God for him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Any more testimonies before we get into the word on tonight?
I just thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me up on a brand new day. I thank the Lord for watching over me throughout this day. I thank the Lord for taking care of my family and friends, leading me and guiding me in the right direction. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I'm here for a new day. I'm thanking the Lord for blessing me and my family, my friends. I want to thank God for giving me energy and strength. Thank you for my cousin Bobby. I want to thank you for my cousin Dale and Bobby's brother. Yeah, he incarcerated me, you know, I miss him. And hopefully he get out, hopefully do the right thing. He stay out of trouble.
I'm not trying to be a mean person, but I just had a testimony today.
Wait till Ryan gets finished.
Teresa, hold on a second. We have somebody speaking right now, Sister Teresa.
Okay.
I want to thank the Lord for my cousin Rodney. I want to thank you for my cousin for Homer Jamil. Thank you for Mr. Tucker. All my family and friends.
Thank you, Walker, from Long Beach. Praise the Lord.
Now from Long Beach.
I want to thank you for Walker Dyke from California. Well, yeah, drive them trucks from all Bobby Jay. Thank them all, Mom over here. Monty Sandra. Don't give up. I want to thank it for you all the Friday night. I mean, I'm Brad, Miss Virgin, they got that care. To the other pastor, Savannah, Yolanda, Bobby, and the woman that's trying to come in for a testimony. They done been very unique, I believe. Yeah, that's all right. I want to thank y'all these guys for amen.
Amen.
Amen. We got time for one more testimony before we get to the word. Praise God. Go ahead, Sister Teresa.
My testimony is my stepmom has burnt herself. She is in pain right now. And I'm asking for the prayer line to pray for her because my dad can't get up and move. He can't walk. All he can do is sit there. And all I'm asking is for God to bless his body and to bless her body that they can get up and move in the name of Jesus. I want to be able to go over there and see them stand up. They both hurt. She's 78. He's 76, 77, something like that. They old people. And all I need is God to answer my prayers right now. Because I can't take it. I already lost my mom. All I need is God to hear my prayer right now. That he will touch their body. That he will make them stand up. Can he do that? And I know he's a good God and he can. And I'm that's my testimony.
Amen.
That's the only thing I was trying to get in. That's the only thing. Because I love him so much.
Amen. Amen. We're going to take it to the throne of grace, praise God. And then we're going to have the word of God, praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now on behalf of your daughter, Sister Teresa, Lord. Hallelujah. Coming on behalf of her stepmother and her father, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We know, Lord, that your word says that by your stripes we are made whole. By your stripes we are healed, Lord. Hallelujah. Your word also says when two or three touch and agree on a thing in the earth, that it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. We come together right now and we touch and agree, Lord, on healing right now. We touch and agree on strength right now. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you for it right now. We pray with expectation right now, Lord, and we receive, hallelujah, your healing. Hallelujah, on today. Hallelujah, we thank you for it right now, Lord, on today. We praise you for it. We magnify you for it, Lord. Lord, touch Brother Bobby, Lord. Hallelujah, touch him in a mighty way. Touch his family, Lord. Each individual, Lord. Touch Brother Brian on tonight. Touch Sister Catherine on tonight. Hallelujah, Kathleen. Touch Sister Linda, Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Alberta, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch everybody. Hallelujah. And this out of my voice. You know each one of our individual needs. Hallelujah. And you are our only supply to those needs. And we thank you, Lord, for supplying them on tonight. We believe that they have been supplied. Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for blessing him, Lord. Bless him, Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Anoint him. Hallelujah. Let his anointing flow freely on tonight to educate your people. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us your revelation knowledge. For you said it's without knowledge that we perish. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. And we magnify your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Praise hallelujah. The Lord on tonight, saints. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord on tonight, saints. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's been making breakthroughs. He's been opening doors, making ways out of no ways. Hallelujah. You ought to give him thanks. Hallelujah. If he, watch this. If you need something, you ought to give him thanks because you know he done supplied you in the past. Hallelujah. He's made a way out of no way in the past. He's opened doors in the past. He's done it for you in the past. So you ought to give him thanks for it today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the word on tonight? Hallelujah. Okay, they didn't hear me. They didn't hear me. Are you ready for the word? Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. The man of God is getting ready to come forth and break bread. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not just any bread. He's getting ready to break the bread of life. Hallelujah. Praise God. So without further ado, hallelujah, coming all the way from the West Coast. Hallelujah. California is in the building. Long Beach to be exact. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Comedic Jewish Fellowship. Hallelujah. Led by none other than the Holy Apostle. Hallelujah. Eldon A. Curry. Man of God, it is in your hands. Do what you do and let the Lord use you on tonight. Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise for the man of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
almost, man, I'm about to cry.
God tonight, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift him up, saints. Lift him up, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory,
hallelujah. Lord, yes, Lord, hallelujah. How many are glad to be on the prayer line tonight, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Glory.
Come on, somebody, huh? Give the Lord a praise.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
You're breaking up a little bit, man of God. You're breaking up a little bit.
Auntie, he got my back.
Hey, y'all,
the Lord got my back.
You're a little off, Pastor. You're a little off.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Let me get it together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is that better? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. God is good all the time. Amen.
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 How many know that you got the victory? Hallelujah. How many know that you got
Amen.
The victory in his mighty name?
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Amen. Let me tell you something, child of God. God is so awesome. God is so good. Before we dive into the delicious word of God tonight, let me reveal some things to you that God revealed to me concerning why the enemy is so afraid of our offering. Did you know that the enemy is afraid of our offering?
Amen. Amen.
What is our
awkward? Can everybody hear me tonight?
Yes, sir.
What is our awkward?
Yeah.
I'm
gonna ask the enemy is afraid of your offering.
Okay.
That God has given our offering power.
Amen.
Offering.
What? Why do you think?
Awkward.
Why do you think that the enemy that Cain slew Abel? The reason why Cain got mad at Abel was because of his offering. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
And Cain got mad because he was not able. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on, preacher.
Tonight, child of God, let me tell you something. I want you to know that straight from the Holy Ghost, God is saying that the minute you plant your seed in the ground, that your seed began to speak for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And that everything that was birthed because of an offering. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And that God is saying tonight that if we just believe in his report, that everything we've been asking for is going to come to pass. Come on and give God a shout
Amen.
Of praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Thank you,
I want to start off first. I want to reveal to you that there are 19 promises that come with giving unto the man of God. Amen. God,
Amen.
Show me
Amen.
In the word. 19 promises
Amen.
That come from us obeying the word of God.
Amen.
Are y'all ready tonight?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
We're going to look at the first promise.
Okay.
And see, these promises come when we obey God and when we give and sow seed according to what he wants us to do. The minute we obey God, we reverse the curse that is on the land through disobedience. Let me show you something right quick before we jump into the good part. Hallelujah. Come with me right quick to Genesis. I'm going to show you something. And I haven't heard this taught anywhere. But God gave it to me to share it tonight.
Oh, Jesus.
Come with me right quickly, say to God, to Genesis chapter 3. And while you're going there, I'm going to say a quick prayer. Father, we thank you tonight for revelation knowledge. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Father, I pray tonight, God, that you will reveal yourself to us once more and again. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, God. We anointing of the living God fall fresh on us again tonight. We give you praise, God, for how you're moving by your spirit. You said it's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. We thank you tonight, O God. Let everything be all of you, God, none of myself. We give you praise, anointed of God, that you are the one that is the preacher, the teacher, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, and everything in between. We give you praise and glory tonight. Let everything be done to the honor and glory of you. We thank you tonight that because you are a giver, you are causing us to give also. And we thank you, Lord, for the law of the harvest. We give you praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. Is everybody there?
Yeah.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. And the word of the Lord reads, he says, to Adam, he said, cause you listen to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Cursed is the ground because of you. Now, let me just share something with you, child of God, tonight that's going to make you shout tonight. Mm. Don't you know the ground is up under a curse because of disobedience? When you sow your seed of obedience, you break the curse of the ground. Glory to God. The curse is reversed, and God calls it the ground to produce for you. Are you hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
That's one of the reasons why the enemy don't want you to sow your seed, because it reverses the curse that is upon the ground. Glory to God. Amen. Because when you sow out of obedience, it destroys the curse that is on the ground, and it causes the ground to what? Produce for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says, and that the enemy shall not be able to destroy the fruit of your ground. Why? Because now your ground become blessed because you have produced the seed, amen, that enable God to put blessing upon your ground. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the curse came because of Adam, but the curse is broken through the anointing of God that we produce through our obedience of sowing the offering that God wants. Come on here, somebody.
Make that sound.
Your offering reversed the curse. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Even though the ground is cursed, when you produce the seed, it causes now your ground to become blessed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then it says, through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, and dust you are, and to dust you will return. Now, here's the thing, child of God. Catch this. It was never in God's plan for us to work a job.
Really? I'm tired of working.
God's plan for us is for the earth to produce for us everything we need.
Amen. Amen.
The only way that curse can be broken is through your offering. Hallelujah. Now, the offering breaks the curse through obedience. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the curse came through disobedience. So God says the only way that you can break and destroy the curse that is upon the earth is that you obey me. Through your obedience speed, you did reverse the curse. Hallelujah. Somebody bless the Lord right there. Glory to God. Somebody bless him, glory.
Hallelujah.
Reversal of curse.
Hallelujah.
That's why the enemy is fighting you concerning giving an offering. Because he knows the power that your offering possesses. Come over here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Now come with me to the to Psalms.
Psalms what?
Psalms 115.
Okay.
Verse 14.
116, 14.
115. Psalms 115.
Okay.
Verse 14.
14.
And we're going to look at the 19 promises of God when we give to the man of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
Are y'all ready tonight? Glory to God.
I'm ready.
I want y'all to get excited in y'all Holy Ghost soul.
Ooh,
because something supernatural is getting ready to happen to you. I'm telling you, something supernatural. God is getting you ready for something big.
I'm so different today.
I don't know if y'all ready for what God get ready to do in your life. But these promises is getting ready to hit you if you have been obedient in your sowing and in your giving to God, to the man of God.
Amen.
The first promise that God says is that the Lord shall increase you more and more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first promise that comes with your obedience in your sowing is that God is going to put the spirit of increase on you, and you're going to increase more and more.
Amen.
Psalms 115, verse 14. Not only are you going to increase, but your children is going to walk in increase. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only is God says is the spirit of increase on you, but the spirit of increase is on your children as well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I give him all the praise because I see it happening now. Ever since I've been on this prayer line, and I know my auntie say, shut up. Be quiet. Let the preacher preach. But it is the truth. I'm seeing it.
Amen. Well, praise God, woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let me tell you something. As you stay obedient to God and sow your offering and give your offering unto the Lord, God is going to increase you more and more. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Auntie, you've been doing
this. And not only is the increase going to be on you, but you need to praise God for your children, because the spirit of increase is on your children. So when you sow your offering, you're not just sowing for you, you're sowing for your children. Come on here, somebody. Give God praise for your children.
And they already thank
God that the spirit of increase is on your children. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus. And I love you, Lord. Do you
hallelujah
hear me? How can I say it? I love
hallelujah
you
glory
because
to God.
Ever since I've been on this prayer line, it seems like everything has changed for me.
Glory to God. Daughter, amen. That's beautiful. Amen. But I want you to save all that for after the word of God is going forth. Because after the word
okay
of God is going forth, then you're going
you
to get a chance to come
here.
Come on and give God a praise. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
I'm just so excited.
Amen. Amen.
Now the second promise that God promises is in Psalms 34:10.
Okay.
So let's go to Psalms 34:10. Hallelujah. Woo! Speak, Holy Ghost. Speak, Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
When you get there, shout hallelujah.
You feel it. I feel it.
When you get to Psalms 34:10, shout hallelujah.
I'm getting a chill. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I'm getting a chill.
Now, in Psalms 34:10, the word of God says, the lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come on here, somebody. The second promise that God promises us is that you will have no lack. Hallelujah. That God will destroy the spirit of lack off your life. That's another reason why God is saying to give your offering. It's because when you give your offering, the spirit of lack can no longer be on you. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe that, give God a shout. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
It's not God's will, beloved, for you to lack anything. Come on here, somebody. But God is saying, if you want the spirit of lack to be destroyed of your life, because the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing, according to Isaiah 10:27. Now, when we obey God, God says that your offering destroys the spirit of lack. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, according to Psalms 34:10, we will lack no good thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Right quickly. Amen. Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
God do not want us to be in lack. Come on here, somebody.
God do not want us to be in lack. Mm-hmm.
And so when we throw our offering to God, we destroy the spirit of lack. Somebody give God a praise right now. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's another reason why, neighbor, I'm going to keep on giving my offering to God, because I don't want the spirit of lack to be upon me. Glory to God. When we give our offering unto the man of God, glory to God, that the spirit of lack is destroyed off our life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, somebody go with me to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 8:18. When you get there, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 8:18. Is everybody there?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, but remember the Lord your God. But remember the Lord your God. For it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Hallelujah. So remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. And
amen.
So confirm his covenant. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. I can't do nothing but produce wealth.
Uh-huh.
And
so confirm his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is
amen.
Saying, before our ancestors left this earth, he made a covenant with our ancestors that we will walk in the covenant they left.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And so when we be obedient to God, God remembers the covenant that he made with our ancestors so that their blessing would continue to flow. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
That's why we got to stay faithful to God and continue to give our offering so that
amen.
God can give us the ability to get wealth. How many of you know that wealth
amen.
Comes from God?
Amen. Amen.
And wealth means that God has established his covenant with us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
And what did you find out by you being a Jew? That we as Jews, we walk by the covenant. We walk by the covenant. We don't walk by, we walk by the covenant. We live by the covenant. And so the covenant says that based upon your identity of who you are, that you are entitled to the blessings of God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody
hallelujah.
Give God
glory. Glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank
and so because of that covenant that we have with him, glory to God, we can praise
mm-hmm.
God, and we thank God for our offering, because our offering has power, hallelujah, in the heavenlies. Come on here, somebody. Your offering
amen.
Has
amen.
Power in the heavenlies. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't you know that
amen.
The angels of the Lord is watching over our offerings? Come on.
Yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah.
Somebody
glory,
give God
hallelujah.
A praise.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, glory.
So we thank God tonight because it is him that giving us power to give wealth. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
People
amen.
Talking about they self-made. Let me tell you something. If you self-made and you ain't God-made, you ain't going to stay made for long. Because the devil going to bring you down. But when you are God, man, glory to God. God give us power to give wealth. And there's nothing that the
amen.
Enemy can do about your wealth. When God give you the power to get it, somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
How many of you can feel the anointing of God right now? Somebody give God a praise.
Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Now, go with me to Psalm 68 and 19. Psalm 68 and 19.
Man.
Is everybody there?
No.
If you ever shout hallelujah. And the word of the Lord reads, Psalm 68:19, it says, praise the Lord who carries our burdens day after day. He is the God who saves us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Okay.
So when we sow, when we give our offering unto God, amen. He says, I carry your burden. Hallelujah. And then it says, he is the God who saves us. That word save in the Greek is the same word as sozo, which means salvation. So he is the God who saves us. He is the God who delivers us. He is the God who heals us. He is the God who redeems us. He is the God that sanctifies us. He is the God, holy, hallelujah, that increases us. The God that prospers us. Somebody give God a praise.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah.
And all of this is happening, child of God, because of your offering. Can somebody give God a praise? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Can y'all hear me tonight? Can y'all hear me tonight?
Yes.
Somebody need to praise God for your offering. Somebody need to, if you sow the seed, give God praise for your seed. Give God praise for your offering. Say, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that I got seed in the ground. Lord, thank you for my offering. Lord, I thank you for God that I'm about to set your name on Sunday. Lord, give God a praise.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Something supernatural is happening, saints. God is putting his super on your natural. Hallelujah. Your seed, oh, Sando, is coming up, glory to God. Your seed is producing a harvest. Come on, somebody, and give God a praise.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory,
thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, child of God, I want you to go right quickly to Psalms 24:1. Glory to God.
24:1.
Psalms 24:1. Is everybody there? Shout hallelujah if you're there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, the earth is the Lord.
Yes.
The earth is the Lord.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The earth is the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
What are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying this to you tonight, beloved. Everything that belongs to him belongs to us.
Mm.
It's going to hit you in a minute.
Amen.
If the earth is the Lord and we belong to the Lord, then that means that the earth is ours too. Come on here, somebody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Amen. Amen.
Beloved, that ain't hit you yet. The earth is the Lord. So if the earth is the Lord and it belongs to God and the Lord is in me, then that means when I walk that the earth belongs to me too.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Right.
Everything we need is in the earth. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We just got to get in obedience with God, and then the earth will produce for us everything we need. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to think about something, beloved. I want you to think about something right now. Then what the Holy Ghost just put in my spirit. Adam did not know what it was to lack until the earth was hit with a curse.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Right.
Oh, y'all better check what the Holy Ghost saying tonight. He's saying some rich stuff tonight. Adam didn't know what it was to experience lack until his act of disobedience by him listening to his wife instead of listening to God that caused him to know what it was to lack. Because everything he needed, God put in the ground. The earth produced for him until the act of disobedience was committed.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But after God saved us, he reversed the curse. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So now Psalms 24:1 says that the earth is the Lord.
Yeah.
And we are the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
It says, the earth is the Lord, and everything in it. Come on. Oh, stay with me, child of God. So the earth is the Lord, and everything in it belong to God. So the earth is waiting on us to take our place in God. Child of God, catch this tonight. God is saying, when you obey me, it causes the earth to produce for you everything you need. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Depending on our job, we depending on technology. We depending on the government. And God is saying, bro, when you gonna depend on me and believe me for my word, the earth is the Lord. So, God is saying what you need is not in anything else but me. Come on here, somebody. The earth belongs to the Lord. We belong to the Lord. Therefore, everything in the earth says that we will obey you like we obey the Lord when you allow the Lord in you to be seen. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody caught that. Somebody caught that. The Lord is saying, allow me to be seen. Let me speak to the earth. Hallelujah. I'm in you, you in me, and if I speak through you, the earth will obey you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The earth is the Lord. In everything in it. The world, hallelujah, belong to the Lord. Come on here, somebody. The Lord is still the Lord over the world. Come on here, somebody. That's why the word of God says for us not to be conformed to this world. Do not allow ourselves to become like the world. Yeah, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're not supposed to allow the world to change us into its image. Come on. Mm-hmm. And God is saying when we give our offering, it shows that we are different from the world. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout. Can y'all still hear me tonight? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He says, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Come on here, somebody. So everything belong to him. Come on here, somebody. So instead of us saying, Lord, make this here obey us, God is saying, all you got to do is speak to it. What did Elder say earlier in Mark 11:24? When we pray, believe that we have received it. See, when you believe that you have received, then you thank him like you have received. Y'all ain't catching what the Lord is saying tonight. When you believe that you have received, you will thank him like you have already received it already, because you know it's already done. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Let me say this, child of God, glory to God, while I'm in this vein and the Holy Ghost got me on one. When we work a regular job, that boss man tell us what day he going to pay us, right?
Amen.
Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
When that boss man tell us when he going to pay us, we get happy.
Amen.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
We ain't got no money. We ain't got no check, no nothing. But the minute he give his word that the day he going to pay us is that day, we get happy because we know that he spoke it.
Amen.
Woo, catch it in the Holy Ghost, y'all. If we can get that happy over a man's word, how much more happier should we get over God's word? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. We should be real happy over his word because he don't lie.
Come on here, somebody. Come on, Sister Linda. Glory to God. God is saying that if you can believe a man that ain't nowhere near where I am, hallelujah, glory to God, and I'm telling you in advance what I'm going to do. And I've never broken my promise. God said we should be shouting already. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yeah. That man lied.
Because at any given time, that man's word could change. Come on here, somebody. He's telling you that for right now, but that don't mean that it's permanent. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But God said my promises a permanent, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us.
Glory to God. Now, go to 3 John 1 and 2. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. How many of y'all are getting blessed tonight?
I am.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
3 John 1 and 2. We're going to do 9 of the promises tonight.
Amen.
3 John 1 and 2, and the word of the Lord said. Are you there, man of God? Yeah, it's 3 John.
Yeah, we started it last night.
Are you there yet? And the word of the Lord reads, it says, Beloved. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Look at that. Out of everything that the Lord wished for, he said, I wish above all things that thou mayest what? Prosper. Come on here, somebody. So above everything that God has been wishing for us, the main thing he wants us to do is what?
Prosper.
Prosper. Let me hear you say that. God wants me to prosper.
God wants me to prosper.
Say it one more time. God wants me to prosper.
God wants me to prosper.
So if anybody tell you that God wants you to be broke, oh, you know, no, that ain't what the word says. In 3 John 1 and 2, it says, beloved, I wish above all things, hallelujah, that thou mayest prosper and be in health. God wanted to do 2 things. He said, I want you to prosper and be in health. So it ain't God's will for me to be broke, and it ain't God's will for me to be sick. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God.
Can y'all hear me tonight? It ain't God's will for you to be broke. It ain't God's will for you to be sick. The devil is a liar. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
yes.
Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
You got to rebuke sickness like you would rebuke the devil himself. Sickness, get up off of me. You a liar. God ain't trying to teach me nothing about being sick. Get up out of here. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
It ain't God's will for me to be broke. Glory to God. What kind of pleasure can God get by saying his child broke? Glory to God. And he rich.
Yeah.
That's just like you and your child. Glory to God. You wouldn't get no pleasure you being rich and your child being broke. You would go wherever your child is and say, look here, dog, you ain't got to live like this. Come,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Right. Right.
Right.
You going to go get your baby. Say, look here. Amen. I don't care what nobody else doing. You got a house over here with plenty. Come over here. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And if we do that for our child, how much more is God going to do that for us? God is saying, I got plenty. Hallelujah. You come over here. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody shout and give God glory. Somebody shout and give him glory. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad I'm on this team.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He said, even as thy soul prospers. Hallelujah. Now, let me share the revelation of what he really saying in this text. Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
I want y'all to hear what the Holy Ghost is saying to us. Uh-huh. He said, when the word get rich in your soul, when the word get rich in your spirit, when you really take my word and my word get in you, and you get in my word, then the curse of poverty and the curse of sickness will no longer be able to stay on you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That's why God is saying, get my word in your spirit. And then get my word in your heart. Get my word, hallelujah, all down in your soul. Get my word in you. Glory to God. And then you get in my word, glory to God. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, then you can ask. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
That word abide means to live in. It means to take up residence in. It don't mean just to come in and go out. It means you got to live in there. You got to abide in the word. You got to live in the word. And then let that word live in you. Come on here, somebody. Then you can ask what you want. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost. Then you can ask what you want. Glory to God. People want to get in the word and take a visit and then leave out. You ain't abiding in there. You ain't living in there. Then you want to get mad when the promises don't come. God say, because you don't live here. Glory to God. How many of you know it's a difference when you live in a place than when you just visit in a place. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to his sweet name tonight. How many of y'all are catching this? He said, even as your soul prosper.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Before you prosper in the natural, hear me, child of God, before you manifest things in the natural, it first got to begin in your soul. Come on here, somebody. Your soul got to prosper. The word got to be prospering in your soul. Once your soul start prospering, then everything else going to start prospering. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because the ultimate thing God says is I want your soul to prosper. Because once your soul start prospering, then everything around you going to start prospering. Hallelujah. Everything is going to start prospering around you. Why? Because your soul has got the revelation of who God is. Hallelujah. Somebody give God another point.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now, go to Deuteronomy 28 and 6. Deuteronomy 28 and 6.
Hallelujah.
Y'all getting a lot of word tonight, beloved. Y'all getting a lot of word tonight. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, and you will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. You will be blessed when you come in. Now, that word blessed means empowered to prosper. Now, when someone says they're blessed, they say they are empowered to prosper. That word empower means you have authorization. Hallelujah. The word prosper means to go forward. So God is saying you have the authorization to go forward. If you ain't going forward, you ain't blessed. Hallelujah to God. Did y'all catch that tonight?
Hallelujah.
If you ain't going forward, you ain't blessed. Because God is saying when you bless, the only way you can go is forward. Come on here, somebody. Okay, Apostle, can you give me an example? Sure I can. When the Israelites left out of Egypt, they didn't leave out broke. Are y'all still with me tonight on live?
I'm with you, Pastor.
Amen.
When they left out of Egypt, they had all of the Egyptian stuff. Hallelujah. That's why Pharaoh and his army was behind them. Because they realized that they had bankrupt Egypt. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So they were trying to catch up with them because they had all their stuff. Come on here, somebody. So when they got to the Red Sea, they cried to Moses, saying, Moses, what we going to do? We got Pharaoh's army behind us and a Red Sea in front of us. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to catch what God is saying tonight.
Amen.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Somebody, you got your past behind you trying to talk to you, then you got a present problem in front of you. Come on here, somebody. And so when the children of Israel cried to Moses, it said, Moses, what we going to do, Moses? And then Moses started talking to God, and God is saying, what you talking to me for, Moses? You got a rod in your hand. Now, the rod represented the word. Come on here, somebody. Somebody crying out to God, and God is saying, you crying out to me, but you got a word in your mouth, glory to God, that you can speak to the Red Sea in front of you. Come on here, somebody. And so the word of the Lord that came back to Moses was, he said, tell the children of Israel to go forward. Come on here, somebody. God telling somebody tonight, go forward. What am I going to do, God? Go forward. But what about this situation? Go forward, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And speak my word, and I'm going to take care of your situation. Who is God talking to tonight? Hallelujah. Who is God talking to tonight and telling you to go forward? Hallelujah. Speak the word to your situation. And the Bible says when they went forward and Moses stretched out the rod, that the sea, that the Red Sea departed, it split. And they were able to walk through the Red Sea. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Ain't nobody saying nothing tonight. Glory to God. Somebody need to praise God. They were able to walk through the Red Sea on dry land. Come on here, somebody. It was no longer a sea, but it became dry land. And they walked through the sea. Come on here, somebody.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God didn't allow the sea to come back together until the last Israelite walked through. Woo! What are you saying, Apostle?
Thank you, Jesus.
God saying your Red Sea is about to become dry land. Walk through it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God said when you get through walking through it, Pharaoh and his army tried to follow behind. Your enemy gonna try to follow behind, but God gonna cause that sea to close up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, that's what happens when you're blessed. Glory to God. You can't go back because to go back is a curse. Anytime you go back to something, that's a curse. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anytime God tell you to go forward, this is revelation for somebody. Anytime you go forward and try to go back to something that God delivered you out of, you're walking back into a curse. God don't tell you to go forward for you to go back. He tell you to go forward because your blessing is in the forward direction. Come on and give God praise
Amen.
Tonight.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Remember, the only somebody that try to get you to go back is the devil. Why? Because he can't go forward with you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The enemy's job. Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm going to tell it all tonight. The enemy's job is he wants you to go back because he don't want you to go back. Then you miss God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Wow. Wow.
God is never in your path, only the devil. That's why he keeps telling you, come on back. Come back. Then he got to sweet talk you. Oh, come on back. You know you missing this. What am I missing?
Amen.
If God telling me to go forward, that means I ain't missing nothing.
Amen.
No, let me tell you something. The only somebody that's going to miss something is your flesh. That's what happened to Lot's wife. Glory to God. They had a commandment to run and not look back. But everybody was running except for Lot's wife. Lot's wife had something in Sodom that she couldn't leave. And so she had to look back one more time to see what she was missing. For one more time cost her her life. And the Bible said when she turned back, she didn't even turn back, she looked back. Sometimes it ain't even good to look back, beloved. When you running, going forward, no, devil, I ain't looking back at nothing. Whatever I'm missing, I'm missing. I'm going forward. You ought to tell somebody tonight, say, neighbor.
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 You're too blessed to look back.
You're too blessed
to look back. Keep on running forward, neighbor. Run forward. Go ahead, God.
Neighbor.
Why? Because all it takes is one look. And that look could cost you your life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If God's saying don't look back, don't look.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says you will be blessed when you come in. You will be blessed when you come in. That means wherever you come into, you're going to be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
And then you're going to be blessed when you go out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when you step outside, you're blessed. When you come in, you're blessed. Glory to God. Somebody, get God's praise for being blessed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
But how many know, beloved, that this is all because of you obeying God with your offer.
Amen.
Now, I want you to go to Proverbs 10:22. Proverbs 10:22. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Is everybody there?
Amen.
If you're there, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, the blessing of the Lord bringeth wealth without painful toil for it. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
In the King James, it probably said that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Is that what it said in the King James?
The blessing of the Lord made it rich, and he added no sorrow with it.
Come on here. Hallelujah. Glory. Did you hear what the word said? That the blessing of the Lord makes it rich. Glory to God.
And no sorrow.
So, you know that word rich means fat. It means that God's blessing going to make you fat. It's going to make you wealthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's going to make you rich. Not
yes,
sick,
Lord.
Rich.
Hallelujah.
So if you got a blessing and it ain't making you rich, then it ain't coming from God. Because then the blessing of the Lord makes it rich. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
That's how you know that the blessing is from the Lord. It's making you rich. Not sick, rich. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
And he added.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. And then he ain't going to add no sorrow with it. Glory. Ain't going to be no pain with it. Glory to God. Anytime somebody come out that that's the blessing of the Lord and you got pain with the blessing, you ain't no blessing. You're a curse. Get up out of here, devil. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Because God ain't going to go against his word. Why would he bring me something that's bringing me pain and discomfort when he said that the blessing of the Lord makes it rich and add no sorrow with it? Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Tell your neighbor all out. Say, neighbor, the word is true anyhow. Glory to God.
The word is true.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to have one more, and then we're going to try to close after this one. Glory to God. Now, as a matter of fact, we got two more, because I'm going to end it with this scripture. Glory to God. But this here is one of the promises. Go to Proverbs 22 and 4.
Mm.
Would everybody get this? Shout amen.
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 And the word of the Lord reads, it says, humility. Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Humility.
Humble.
That word humility, that's right, prophet, has to do with humbling ourselves.
Thank you, Jesus.
Humility means that we're not touching none of God's glory. Humility means that we are not prideful. Humility means that we're not arrogant. Humility means that we're not about ourselves. We're about God. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Right.
Humility means God get all the glory. Humility is the fear of the Lord. It means we reverence him in everything. Come on here, somebody.
Everything.
And the Bible says it's wages. So that means that there's a payday with the humility.
Amen.
Tell somebody right quick and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Stay humble.
Stay humble.
Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Stay humble, neighbor. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Let me tell you why we going to stay humble in the fellowship. Let me tell you why we going to stay humble in the fellowship. Because the Bible says that God will exalt us in due time if we stay humble. How many know that God is exalting people right now? God is lifting us up right now.
Man.
And he said, his wages are riches and honor and life. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Are you looking at the wages of humility? Are you looking at the wages for the fear of the Lord? He says, riches. See, that come with it.
Amen.
People writing out the riches. God says, if you humble yourself,
mm-hmm.
I give you the riches. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
People trying to get honor every other way. But God says, if you honor me, then I'll honor you. Glory to God. It come with humility.
Amen.
Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
People trying to figure out how to have everlasting life. God said, life belongs to me. Just humble yourself.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
How many are getting blessed right now?
Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're going to turn to one more, and then we're going to close it. Somebody find me 2 Corinthians.
Mm. Mm. Thank God.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22.
Amen.
Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. I'm sorry, y'all. Verse 20.
Okay.
Amen.
Praise God.
Is everybody there?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. They are yes in the anointed." Hallelujah. "And so, through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." Now, let me tell you what the Lord shared with me about that scripture. Now, this here might make you shout. He said, all the promises in him are yes. So every promise is yes on his end.
Amen.
Are y'all still with me?
Amen.
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 So every promise we just read, God says yes. 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 Oh, somebody need to shout right there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So now how we make the promise manifest in the natural is that it's yes on God's end, but he got to get an amen on our end. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes.
When you say amen, you saying yes, I agree. So be it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, I agree. So be it. Amen, God. Hallelujah. Amen to what you say. Hallelujah. Amen to your word. Hallelujah. Amen to your promise for my life. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey, give God a praise. Give God a praise offering right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, Father. Hallelujah.
Hey, God, no more cold yet on my thunder. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen, Father God. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Father. How you got?
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You got some promises coming. Hallelujah. You got some promises coming.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father.
You, ain't you glad that yeah. God can't lie?
Amen.
Ain't you glad God is not a man? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Father.
All the promises in him are yes and amen. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Every time you say amen, you say, I agree, God. Hallelujah. Every time you say amen, you say, so be it, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, 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 Lord.
Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your promise.
Hey,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, my God, tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo, glory to God. Amen, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Woo! Somebody need to get happy about the promises of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Hallelujah, God.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You, God.
Yes. Oh, yes.
There's none like you, God. Hallelujah.
All the promises. Come on here, somebody. Not just some of the promises. All the promises. Come on here.
Yes.
Man,
all of it.
So if he promised to heal your body, that's a yes. If he promised to bring you out, that's a yes. If he promised to deliver you, that's a yes. If he promised to save your life, that's a yes. If he promised to baptize you with the Holy Ghost, that's a yes.
Hallelujah, Lord, I love you today.
My God.
Hallelujah!
You don't know like I know what he's done for me.
Hallelujah. Glory
to God. You don't know. Thank you, Lord.
Keep, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Allow him to bless.
Yes, Lord.
Allow him to bless. Allow him to bless you right now. He's trying to bless somebody right now. Hallelujah.
Father God, my hallelujah belongs to you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Completely, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yours.
Yes.
Completely yours, God. Hallelujah, Father.
Wake up, Ryan. Wake up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mighty God, hallelujah, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Be in there, Lord. You're always there, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, God.
Yeah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We know all about it, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory be to God.
Hey, Shaboko, da 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 ba, Siki, Toto, Boshe. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey! Da da ba, Boko, da 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 ba, Sando. Hallelujah.
You know, Lord. You know, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
For the door you closed.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes.
While the Spirit of God is flowing right now so beautifully. Come on in, Elder. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hey.
He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. God is a man. He ain't even a man of his word. He's a God of his word. Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory. Hallelujah. Only thing I remember in the book of Jeremiah, he said, if you're doing good, hallelujah, amen, I'm going to bless you. If you're doing bad, evil, that's what he said. Let me stop sugarcoating it. If you're doing evil, hallelujah, amen, I'm going to curse you. Praise God. But if you stop, if you change your ways, I will reverse the situation. Hallelujah. Praise
amen.
God. If you begin to do what God told you to do, if you begin to be obedient, hallelujah, you're going to come up out of that situation, hallelujah, amen, and you're going to look better than you did before you went in it, but you got to obey God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He want to keep his promise.
Yes,
hallelujah. He want to bless us. Hallelujah, amen. And he will if we allow him to, and the only way we can allow him to is to be obedient to his word. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He said, I'm not going to change my word. He said, you do good, I'm going to bless you. Hallelujah. Praise
yes,
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to do good all the way, 100%. Hallelujah. From the front to the back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to do the whole thing. How many of you know, amen, in a game, praise God, hallelujah, you got to do offense and defense. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's more than one part. You got to do the whole thing. The problem is we just doing one part and expecting God to bless us when he said you got to do the whole thing.
Lord, have mercy.
Wow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the man of God on tonight. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for your promises. Hallelujah on tonight.
Hey!
Lord, we ask that you bless the man of God. Hallelujah. That you touch him from the crown of his head. Hallelujah. To the sole of his feet. Lord, strengthen him as he walks this journey. Strengthen him as he preaches this word. Strengthen him. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes.
As he walks this journey, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the advance. We thank you, Lord, for taking him from level to level. We thank you, Lord, for taking him from glory to glory. Hallelujah.
Hey.
We will give you all the glory. We will give you all the praise because you deserve it, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Woo.
Hallelujah. Hey. Amen.
God.
Praise God.
Hey,
tonight. Ain't you glad for the promises?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Glad for the promises. Hallelujah. God is not a man that he shall change his mind. Hallelujah. Amen. He's not going to lie. He's not going to change his mind. See, I can change my mind about it. Hallelujah. I can say, Apostle, I'm going to do this for you. Hallelujah. Then I can change my mind. Or even worse, he might do something that will make me change my mind. But how many of you know,
hallelujah,
that God, hallelujah, ain't going to change his mind if he said he going to do?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He gonna do it. Praise God. Do you believe it tonight? Do you believe the promises tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. You gotta believe it. Hallelujah. You gotta believe it. Hallelujah. God got some CEOs on the line. God got some business owners on the line. God got some millionaires on the line. Hallelujah. God got one of the biggest ministries in the world is on the line, but you got to believe it. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. They're going to call you blessed because you know, oh, my God, the people that's around you, the people that's on the line right now, if you know them, you got to be blessed. Hallelujah. If you one of them, you got to be blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. You one of them committed Jews. Hallelujah. You know what? Y'all are so blessed. I heard about y'all. Hallelujah. How can I be down? What I got to do? Hallelujah. Praise God. All you got to do is obey God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah for the man of God. And we thank God for that word on the night. Hallelujah. If you ain't got your seed in the ground, praise God, put it in the ground. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's in the ground. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this. Once you know it's in the ground, hallelujah, you ain't got to worry about it no more. All you got to do is wait for the harvest. The earth, watch this. The earth does everything else. The earth does everything else. Hallelujah. You really ain't got to go out there and water with it. It's going to rain. Hallelujah, praise God.
Hey,
you ain't really got to go out there and do nothing. You ain't got to feed it. The sun's going to shine automatically. All you got to do is sit back and wait. You ain't got to do no weeds. I got to get the weeds, Elder. No, you don't. Your grandma got the weeds, but Jesus said, Yeshua said, go to the day of harvest. Hallelujah, praise God. All you got to do is sit there and wait for the harvest to come. That's when the work begins.
That's
when you got to separate the wheat from the chaff. Hallelujah. That's when you got to recultivate the ground to get ready for your next harvest. Hallelujah. Until then, you just sit back and wait. Hallelujah. Amen. For the crop to come into fruition. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because science don't lie and God invented it.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Your scientists don't be mad.
Hallelujah.
But science, you right, Mr. Scientist. Science don't lie, but God invented it. Hallelujah, praise God. Science ain't nothing but the recipe.
Oh, my God, hallelujah.
Hey! Amen. Science tells me that if I plant a seed, it's going to grow. Hallelujah, praise God.
Mm.
The science and the Bible both agree that every seed produces out of its own kind. So if I sow money,
that's it.
Hallelujah, praise God.
I'm
going to read money. Hallelujah. So if you
I'm gonna make sure
you're fed. But if you're sowing, hallelujah, you're gonna be the one feeding the one that's eating the bread. Lord, have mercy, praise God. If you want to sow, I will give you a whole hallelujah. You said I will make you the lender and not the borrower. Ain't you tired of being a borrower? Hallelujah.
Hey,
praise God, you're gonna be the lender. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Praise God. You ought to be tired. Hallelujah. I know I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm ready to be the CEO. I'm ready to deal with the IRS. I'm tired of dealing with Lord have mercy. Praise God. Y'all don't hear me.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
They up there complaining. Them rich people complaining about paying taxes. I want to pay him, hallelujah, because if I got to pay $1 million in taxes, that means I made at least $4 million. Oh, Lord, y'all don't understand what I'm trying to say. Hallelujah. Some of their problems they complaining about, I wish I had. They say more money, no problem. Well, bring on the problems. Bring on the paparazzi. Bring on TMZ. Hallelujah. I ain't scared, praise God. You may be scared, but I ain't scared. Hallelujah. I'm going to plant my seed. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me stop.
Come on, Elder. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. We got billionaires. We got companies on this line that's going to be on the trade, the stock market trade. Hallelujah. We got companies on this line.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We got ministries on these lines. Amen. The other preachers ain't going to like you at first. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. At first, I don't like your style. You aren't traditional. You don't dress right. You wear your robe. I don't see no collar. Hallelujah. But when the money starts, oh, my God, I'm going to stop, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When the money starts, when the crowd starts rolling in, hallelujah, praise God. They're going to want to come back. Hallelujah, praise God. My God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word.
My God.
Hallelujah. We thank God for his promises on tonight. Hallelujah. Yay. Praise God. I'm trying to be quiet, but the Lord just reminded me. Did you know what he told David when David went out to Bathsheba? He said, if you would have asked me. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
I would have given you more.
This is the words of King James. King James said, such and such. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Such
hey,
and such.
Hallelujah.
Yo, such and such. If you just would have asked me, I would have gave you to. Hallelujah.
Come on, hallelujah.
If you just would have asked me. Hallelujah. You don't got to go after it yourself. All you got to do is ask God. And if you believe what you say, Jesus said in the
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all got to receive that word on tonight. Those of you out there listening, receive this word. Hallelujah. Believe this word. Praise God. We gotta rethink what we've been taught all our lives. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Despite what the words say, hallelujah, amen, we've been taught something different. Praise God. Hallelujah. I remember growing up, I know Jesus had the tongue of the teeth. Hallelujah. But if I got into a fight at school, they told me you better fight them back and you better win. I was confused because that's what I've been told. Hallelujah. I've been told don't put your last in church. Hallelujah. You don't never put your last in. Hallelujah. I've been told you don't quit a job before you have another job. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God say that's what the world has told you. What did I tell you to do? I told Abraham, pick up your son and just start walking. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ooh, do you got that kind of faith? You just pick up yourself and start walking. Oh, Lord, how much? Okay, Lord. Praise God. We're going to open up the line. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we have any testimonies, any prayer requests, hallelujah, amen. Or if you have a comment for the word on tonight, amen, the line is open. Praise God. Will there be one? Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Any questions for the man of God on tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God, amen, for his word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. If you got your seed in the ground, you better thank God. He said, even as your soul, Lord, and I'm not going to get back into it. Hallelujah, praise
God.
Hallelujah, that was some fire word tonight. Hallelujah. I remember when I was in the world, every once in a while when we were smoking weed, we come across some weed that was good. We call it fire. Lord, have mercy. I know y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. I know y'all ain't never been there. Hallelujah, amen. But I'm here to say, amen, that word was fire tonight.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Ooh,
You ought to be high off the word tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And look, I ain't even trying to be funny, but he's from California. He out there in California. You know, California, they say it's good weed out there. Hallelujah. But it's a good word out there. Hallelujah. Okay. I'm
Lord,
sorry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. That's that good word. Hallelujah. You ought to be high off the word right now. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
You ought to feel his presence out, Lord, for the promises. Hallelujah, amen.
Yes.
Your parents might have promised you a
yes.
call when you were 16, but you ain't get it. But God said, I got promises that I'm going to keep. Hallelujah. We thank
yes.
God for the man that's on tonight. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for each and every person that called in and tuned in on tonight. Amen. We will be back on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. For us, I know. He just ain't going to stop. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So we will be back on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. With another word from the Lord. We invite everybody to come back in, to tune back in. Praise God. Hallelujah. And be blessed with a word from the Lord. Get your seed in the ground. Hallelujah. Amen. And plant, I'm going to tell you like this. Plant more than one seed. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Plant more than one seed. Praise God. You know what? Because I want more than one heart. Praise God. I'm not happy with one orange tree. I want two orange trees, two apple trees. I want a grapevine, a tomato plant. I want some beans down there. Give me some watermelons over there, some greens. I want, Lord have mercy. I want to sound like, what's her
come
name?
On come on.
I want all that. Hallelujah. We're shouting drums.
Yes,
I got
Lord.
Green,
hallelujah.
Tomatoes, potatoes. I want all that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me stop. I get excited about the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know a lot of people
thank
get excited
you,
when they favorite sing or something to happen. Hallelujah. I get excited when the word is going forth. Hallelujah. Praise
hey, God.
Hey, man, I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. He's going to dismiss us all tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man of God is back in your hands. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
how many of you? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, give God another praise, another shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Anybody got any last comments? Hallelujah, glory to God. I feel that somebody want to say something, glory to God. It's three people tonight that want to say something. Now, before I close it with prayer, I'm going to give you the opportunity and chance to say something.
I want to thank you, Lord, for the blood and thank y'all for the prayers and continue to pray for me and my family. And
yes, Lord.
Enjoyed the meeting tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sister Kathleen.
No, I'll let you go. Go ahead. I can wait.
I just want to say praise the Lord once again.
Praise the Lord, Mother.
That word is true anyhow. You know what?
Yes.
Every time I've been hearing this word of God coming from the men of God, I think it praise God because you know what? My son been calling me and my daughter been calling me. And doors opening up for me, and I just thank God. I thank and I praise God for what he's
hallelujah.
Doing in my life. I thank him
hey.
For my friends coming around. Thank him for my niece being on the phone. She might hey. She went through something, but I thank God that he's bringing her out. He said, if I take you to it, I'll bring you to it. And he's
no,
bringing
no,
her
I
to it. I thank God for catching everybody on the prayer line, giving us a new heart and a new mind to serve him and to sow into the ministry and to keep sowing and keep being a giver. Keep being a giver. That's part of your salvation. Give
hey,
and share it and keep you on the faith. We have to have faith in everything we do. I'm going to give it back to somebody because I'll be on there all night talking about the
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody give God praise.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yeah, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hey, no, no, no. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. I want to thank
yes,
God for the. You know, like your brother said, California get good weed, but Louisiana get better weed when you have to. I tell you one thing about it, God don't miss nail thing when you ask him. I tell you, we asked God to rescue my first cousin, and God sent the best weed, if that's what you want to use it as, and set her free. God is a good God.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
She feel like she's so high, she don't know what to do. So, man,
yes,
you can get that high like God gives you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I thank God for all the things we're going through, mm-hmm. that he's still going to see us through it. Some people might have lost their mind and coming back. Tell them, stay high with Jesus.
Yeah,
God, I just for the man of God tonight. And for the brother using it as a term to make people think. And nothing you can take in the natural can get you high as God gets you. They get God's high.
Amen.
And one thing about it, he has not lied yet. God hasn't lied yet. If he brings us through it, like sister said, he take us through it. And I thank God for his comfort. Knowing that I got sisters and brothers that call, take the time out and say, look, we're on the prayer line. Or look, we're going
through.
Everybody right now. Sometimes with being different time zones, we forget that it's so close to the time. So I thank God for my sisters and brothers in the Lord. So I still need prayer to even get me to that other part of glory. But I still see it's going to come through. The devil been attacked in with the building that the man offered to me. He's going through all kind of stuff with other people. So I say, God, if it's not your will, don't let it happen. But I know it's his will for me to keep on feeding the people.
Hallelujah.
So, got to believe God for the miracle. And God ain't left me. I might feel like I'm left behind, but I'm not left. You know, I'm not left behind.
Amen.
Sisters and brothers pulling me like you're crazy, don't want me to have, don't want me to. You just don't know until you go through it. When you love the Lord, you go through a lot of tests. Lots of tests. But I give all the glory to God.
Amen.
I give glory to him.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
It wasn't for the Lord. You know, I used to hear people say stuff like that, and I used to laugh and say, Lord, it's a joke. And now when you got to go through it, and you say, Lord, it really wasn't a joke. You really was real.
Yes,
Lord. I thank God for the word tonight. Praise God.
Praise you, woman. Everybody. Bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Virgin.
Holy
Amen.
Name. Yes, I thank you, praise God, for blessing me to be a blessing. Hallelujah. To be
Amen.
Able to sow. Hallelujah. I just thank you, praise God. The word of God
yes.
is the blessings of the Lord make you rich. Hallelujah. And ask for Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I'm just rich in the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying
yes.
Hallelujah. I'm rich in just to be in the Lord. Thank God for the word. Lord. The word was rich. Hallelujah.
Yes,
everything that we heard was rich. Hallelujah. And
yes,
I'm just
Lord. Hallelujah.
And hearing God speak to my heart. Hallelujah. I've been having patience. I've been sitting here and I'm watching, I'm looking and I haven't talked to God. I haven't said, Lord, you know why? I haven't asked the question. But I know that it's done. I know it's already done because the blessings of the Lord make it rich. And that's no sorrow. And I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
I thank you, praise God, for blessing me to be a blessing. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Bless you. Bless you, woman of God. Bless you. Amen.
Yeah, okay. And we are coming to one on one. I'll meet you over here.
Amen. So are all hearts clear?
Amen.
What is the man's torso? What is your torso? What is that?
What'd you say, man of God?
What is a torso when they talk about a torso?
A torso?
Yeah.
Is that like close to the ankle? Torso?
Torso, you know what they're talking about, like on forensic files and stuff.
Oh, that's the part of the body. That's basically, the torso is basically from the breast to the waist. So when they say they found a torso floating in the water, they saying they found a body, but it didn't have no legs or arms.
Bishop, they let Maurice go. Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Yeah, they let him go from the hospital. So he's trying to get a ride here so we can go there and get his medicine so we can go home and lay down.
Amen, amen. Bless God. Somebody give God praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, so be effective and firm in prayers of the righteous, y'all. Availeth much. Come on here, somebody. Be effectual, fervent prayers, hallelujah. The heartfelt prayers of the righteous. So anytime we pray, our prayer should be on fire. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Because that's how you know they're going to get results, hallelujah. But they avail it much. In other words, they are able to overcome situations and obstacles. Come on here, somebody. They are able to overturn things. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So we thank God tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
And we bless his holy name for that praise report. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, daughter. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. And so all hearts clear right now?
Yes.
Amen. Father, we thank you for what our eyes, for what our spiritual eyes have seen, for what our spiritual ears have heard. We thank you tonight for your promises. For all the promises in you are yea and amen. And we thank you
Amen.
In advance, God, for the answer. For every answer in you is yes, oh God. We thank you tonight, God, that we have seed in the ground, Father. Thank you for those who have already given their offering, Father. Thank you, God, for those who are getting ready to give their offering, God.
Thank you, Lord, that you give seed to the sower, God, and bread to the eater. Thank you, Lord, that you said go and possess the land, God. Thank you that you said that the giants that we see in the land shall be meat for us. We give you praise and glory and adoration, oh God. Thank you, God. Even right now, God, we lift our voices, God, and give you praise tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you said in your word, God, one of your promises in Isaiah, God, you said if we be willing and obedient, God, that we will eat the good of the land, oh God. And we thank you right now, God, oh Boko Yanabasando. Somebody lift your voice and give God a shout right now. Somebody lift your voice and give your God praise. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you tonight, oh God. And as we bind the hand of the enemy, God, and rebuke every devil and demon, God, we bind the spirit of witchcraft. We bind the spirit of divination, God. We bind every warlock, God. Rabo say, Ketororobo Sando. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God. Hallelujah. For your spirit, oh God. For your anointing that destroys the yoke. And we give you praise. For the spirit of giving, oh God. And for the spirit of obedience, oh God. We thank you. And we give your name the praise and the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Would I stand to one?
Would I stand to one?
I stand to all.
Watch.
And pray.
And pray.
And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody give God a shout of praise. Somebody give him a shout of victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I love everyone. Amen. We see everybody. Matter of fact, tomorrow morning. We're going to look at starting at 10:30 tomorrow morning.
Amen.
So make sure you, yes, amen. We'll be online at 10:30, amen. So everybody be online tomorrow.
All right.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we'll see
so
y'all
I love
tomorrow.
Everybody tonight. Go ahead, Elder. Go ahead, man. Go.
Hey, amen. I was just going to say, hey, amen. We'll see y'all tomorrow at 10:30 Pacific time and tomorrow night, praise God, hallelujah, at 5 o'clock, hallelujah, Pacific time.
Yeah.
Praise God. So we're going to have a blessed time in the Lord once again, praise God, hallelujah. And y'all know I like to introduce, I love gospel music, all kind of gospel, rap gospel. I call it R&B gospel, old school gospel, praise God, hallelujah. And I love to find gospel songs from what we otherwise consider not gospel arts, praise God. And my brother, I call him my brother, I don't even know him. I didn't know him, praise God, but my brother DMX passed away last month. A lot of us that knew of DMX just knew him as the gangster rapper that we saw on TV and the actor and the crackhead we read about in the papers, praise God. But I'm here to tell you, there's some undercover Christians out there in the world, hallelujah. And you don't find out, hallelujah, until you, amen, just look into their fruit. The Bible say they'll be known by their fruit, praise God, hallelujah. So I got this song, amen, by DMX, praise God. It's called Angel, and it's a church song, if you want to put it as a church song, gospel song, praise God, hallelujah. Y'all check it out, then I'm going to follow it up with some Carson Pearson.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day, and I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people, and it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get, because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, I take time out and pray and ask that you be my crutch. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you daily. But I work hard every day, and I hope that you hear me. In my heart, I mean well. But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart will begin to show. And when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing, because I will know where I'm headed. And I'm so tired of the suffering. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection, begging for direction, for my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me, because I am grateful, and I use it, and I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it instead of two. Amen. What good is it for a man to gain the world yet lose his own soul in the process?
I know you never seen him, but don't fight with him. You're gonna make it through the night to the light with him. You're alright with him. Said you're alright with him. I know you never seen him, but don't fight with him. You're gonna make it through the night to the light with him. You're alright with him. Said you're alright with him.
I'm calling out to you, Lord, because I need your help. See, once again, I'm having difficulty saving myself, behaving myself. You told me what to do, and I do it. But every now and then, it gets a little harder to go through it. Losing friends, day by day. I'm in so much pain when I'm here, Lord. Please take me away.
I put you here to do a job, and your work ain't done. To live is to suffer, but you're still my son. And there will be a time when you shine as bright as the stars. But there won't be a his or hers. Just ours. Then you see what I've been trying to show you all these years. Do the right thing, and after the cheers, come the cheers.
I will, my Lord, with my heart and my soul. That's gonna be how I roll, from now until I'm old. Lead and I'll follow, you take away the sorrow. I'ma sleep on what you said and holler back tomorrow.
I know you never seen him, but don't fight with him. You're gonna make it through the night to the light with him. You're alright with him. You're alright with him. I know you never seen him, but don't fight with him. You're gonna make it through the night to the light with him. You're alright with him. Said you're alright with him.
I want you to know, Lord, that for what you've given me, I'm thankful, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart. I'm grateful you gave us power in our words, so I think before I speak. And that way when I speak, they know I'm here to teach. Can't tell them nothing wrong, cause I love them too much. I reach a lot of people, and Lord, I'm loving the touch. But deep inside, I got something that's working against. Everything I know is right, what I know makes sense.
That's where you must fight harder than you've ever fought before. What you got going on inside you is a war between good and evil. Be careful of those who want to be you. They smile, but are not really happy when they see you. Be careful of the ones that always want to get you high. Cause when the time comes, that one will let you die. Listen to me, I'm here, but I can only help you if you want me to help. What do you want for yourself?
I know you never seen him, but don't fight with him. You're gonna make it through the night to the light with him. You're all right. You're alright with him. I know you never seen him, but don't fight with him. You're gonna make it through the night to the light with him. You're alright.
my behavior, but instead, take what's in my heart and put it in my head. See, I guess I really never knew how proud I made you. My life is yours, my soul I gave you. I don't know if I'll do good enough.
He's by your side.
And we both know the hood is rough.
Right by your side.
Sometimes I don't know what to do.
Try your eyes.
But I know what I gotta do.
It'll be alright.
You keep giving me the word, and I'll put it to song. Talk to me, I talk to them, and we can't go wrong. This is the start of something strong, and this is just the start of it. Praises to you, my Lord, but let me be a part of it. I was that kid that been there, did that, became ashamed, so I hid that. But I ain't no longer with that. Use me as an example. If I can do it, then they can too. With the Lord behind us, there ain't nothing that we can't do.
Yeah. important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of yeah.
feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
What is it? It's your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gonna be 7 or 8 in the morning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's it. You're honest. You're gonna be at 7:30 in the morning.
7:30?
Yeah, that was trying to pray. I saw it. What is it right here? They don't start at 10:30, so if they start at 10:30, that's why it's 7:30.